you may confidently send your credit card information over the internet, at least if you've protected your computer from malware. The information is encrypted, basically with all the pieces converted to digits and put through 14 steps of complicated mathematical transformations using a secret key. To do the reverse process and recover the original data requires the key, found by factoring a huge number, about 76 decimal digits long, into two prime numbers. That takes an enormous amount of trial and error, effectively impossible with today's computers, which we may call classical computers. Back on June 9th, I reported on the upcoming challenge of quantum computers. They will be able to test an enormous number of guesses or solutions at the same time. To resist quantum computer solutions, the National Institute of Standards and Technology has been testing many new mathematical transformations on our sensitive data. Schottheim, Wouter Kastrick, and Thomas de Kruy used a fantastic cascade of math on a very basic PC to break one of the so-called quantum-resistant codes. It may not be the end for higher versions of the code, but it is scary. It's also amazing. Though I have learned about 25 areas of math, the math that the code breakers used is very abstruse to me, e.g., pushing 2D torsion curves of an elliptic curve through a 3D isogeny by generating a supersingular base curve in a trustless manner. Don't try this at home. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.